It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Whoop. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Odyssey's 11th annual We Can Survive concert. All this week, just listen to us on the free Odyssey app. Log in, listen to Alice at 97.3. Do it for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. It adds up. And you get a daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to Odyssey's We Can Survive concert, round-trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and a meet-and-greet with Benson Boone. Isla's in.
Mm-hmm.
Just a reminder that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions, they're up now at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you want to take that quiz or if you, and now you've, although if you just heard us doing
you
know all the answers, you can see how smart your friends and family are. They're not that smart or anything. I was looking at Billboard this morning and Shaboozy is still number one with the bar song, but little Sabrina Carpenter, she put out a record and every song on that record is on the charts. Like you just scroll down. It's just every, let's see. She has three in the top 10. She's got, let's see, 1, 2, 3 more between in the top 25. There's 5, 6.
I really didn't know her.
So many songs, like every damn song.
I feel like she's come out of nowhere. People say she was on Disney, but I remember seeing Rodrigo on Disney and a few other things. And so I kind of am familiar with her. Sabrina Carpenter came out of nowhere this year.
I feel like this is her year. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at, she's got other albums.
She does?
Yes.
Oh, see, I'd heard Rodrigo's first album and then went, I think it was at Alani, and we were watching, like, because they have, it's a Disney property and the Disney Channel's on, and we were watching shows on the Disney Channel for the kids, and there was Rodrigo on some show called Bizardvark. So I really am familiar with her. I don't know Sabrina or her other songs.
I'm with you. You know, I'm sure Janie. And here's the other thing that's weird about, like, there's, let's see, emails I can't send from 2022, and then emails I can't send forward 2023. That's also, those are both listed as full albums. Please, please, please. A full album. Then Espresso, a full album. I'm like, I feel like they're miscounting these. But you know who would know? Jane, you can text me or come running around the corner and tell me.
They say here that she first gained recognition starring on Disney Channel series Girl Meets World. I don't know that show.
Oh, it was an update on Boy Meets World. How
funny.
And
then she signed on to a Disney-owned Hollywood Records to release her debut single, Can't Blame a Girl for Trying, in 2014.
Wow. So she's been putting out the rock and the hits.
Well, she would have been like 15 years old.
Yeah. Let's see here. She was an opening act for the international leg of the Eras Tour as well. She's very good friends with Taylor Swift, she says here. She's one of my best friends. We grab dinner or text and catch up like you would with your best friend. That's what she had to say about it.
Mm.
Yeah. So not only is every damn song on this record in the Hot 100, but that record is at the top of the album charts. And if it would ever load, I would tell you. There it is. Short and Sweet is the name of it. And it debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. I don't have the whole list here. I know that Taylor has dropped down. She was just top of the heap for a while. And then I think the Post Malone record pushed her out.
By the way, a text came through in all caps. 707 says, Vincent.
Uh-oh. Is it your mom?
No.
Oh.
Swiftie here. Please never compare Taylor and Travis to the train wreck that was Jen and Ben. And yes, I'm typing in all caps to emphasize my point.
The Swifties are very serious about it.
She's serious, yes, clearly.
But we were just talking about how breakups work and, you know,
in Hollywood.
The machine that releases talking points and a press release. And
well, you expect it. And I realize they have public images.
Yeah,
and they're out there. So you can't necessarily break up on an emotional moment on a whim.
You just can't tell anybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Then you
though,
talk to your people. He talks to his people. You craft a lovely press release where you remain friends and nothing but support for each other. We've all heard it. We could write it ourselves. Please respect our privacy at this difficult time. Come on. You know all about it. You know the Hawktua girl.
Yeah.
She's in the news.
She's still. Her 15 minutes continues.
Continue. In fact, the Hawktua girl is launching the Hawktua podcast.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who her fans, her fans?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. The Hawktua girl's 15 minutes of fame aren't Hawktua yet. Somebody wrote that.
I don't really have time, but, you know, it makes sense that they would hire someone who can never shut up to work with her so that she can be there while someone else just blabs and blabs and blabs.
Her name's Haley Welch.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And she's having a new weekly show called Hawktua. It premieres next Tuesday. Her first guest is comedian Whitney Cummings. She was just on Whitney's. Actually, there was a story about this that I didn't do the story because it's really difficult to say the line that everyone's like, oh my God, she coined another gem.
Is it?
Kind of.
Oh, you liked it.
I do like it, but I can't really. You want to come over here and take a look and then.
This is the new phrase that she coined.
Starts here. I just don't know how to say it. You want to try and say it? You can't do it either. I know it's hard.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? What's good for the blank is not always good for the soul. And the word rhymes with soul.
I actually think you can say that.
I know.
Because there's nothing.
Right. I feel that way too, but I don't want no trouble.
Right.
Because that's the show's motto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very like, ooh. But people are going crazy over it. Like, you got a Hawktua spit on that thing. And then what's good for the is not always good for the soul. That little nugget of wisdom got her a talk show. I mean, it's not a talk show. It's just a podcast called Hawktua. Jake Paul's media company went, we'll take you. Yep. Get over here. We'll pay you. We'll set you up. We'll take you. His media company is called Better, B-E-T-R. Better. It's like Grindr and Tinder.
Okay.
But it's Better. Jake Paul's media company. Is Jake Paul the one who's fighting?
Yeah.
There's a brother, though, too, right? He's got like a brother somewhere.
Yeah, I think his name's Paul. But I don't know.
Wait, I thought their last name was Paul.
Right, Paul.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm going Paul. Yeah. Paul and Jake Paul, right? Got it.
I don't know enough about those kids, but I do think that's funny that he's like a media mogul now.
Yeah. Media company, Better. It's producing the podcast. He is also slated to appear as a guest soon. You know, here's the thing about having a podcast and being a minorly famous person, you run out of guests real fast.
Well, that's where the right producer can almost make anything happen.
Yeah.
So do they pay someone and get her a great producer in order to make sure?
It's Robin. He's leaving.
Oh, okay. Bye, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Have a wonderful day. Oh, you guys will love Robin. Oh, I don't know if you get to meet him, but he's a great guy.
You probably really will. I mean, honestly, if we ever do anything outside this building, we're going to need people. So Robin will be our guy.
Right.
Robin's like, what? More stuff for me to do?
Yeah. He's a radio guy. He'll love it. I think. I'm still waiting for him to give me tape. He does a radio show and he hasn't given me any audio from it yet. Anyway, back to this other thing. If they get her a good producer and it sounds like she just signed with someone who's got money, maybe they'll be able to find her someone who, you know, and that could be, you know, if there's a podcast network, that guest might just roll through three shows in one building at a time.
Right. Just put on, you air Tuesday. Great. That's well, this one airs on Friday and this one airs on Sunday. So boom, all set. So Jake Paul's media company, he's going to be a guest. It's there's a teaser for it where Haley tells all the haters, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting started. Talk to her.
I hope that she can. I remember when someone offered her money for OnlyFans or something like that. And she said, I'm not here for that. And I thought, I'm not so sure.
Not yet.
But maybe she is able to care. I mean, she's come up with a second catchphrase.
She has. It's.
What is it? How do you say it again?
Hold on.
What's good for the soul?
What's good for the soul is not always good for the soul. But one of those words is not soul.
Right. It starts with an H.
Mm. You can figure. I mean, this, you know, go through all the words that rhyme with soul.
Anyway, I hope that she can do it. I mean, honestly, it's crazy as a big fan of radio, a true radio fan. There are not a lot of young people coming up in radio right now. Like,
podcasting's where it's at.
That's what I'm saying.
That's also a different beast. It's very different from, I mean, yeah, okay, you're talking, you're having thoughts about stuff, but it's like the format's completely different and it's just...
Well, I don't think they do them live either. So you can screw up and have them cut that out.
Sure. Exactly.
Well,
if I was ever going
to
just do a podcast, I would do it like this. Like this, we do it all day and you can listen to it in real time. And then later it's a podcast. That's more fun. You're just much more by the seat of your pants.
Well, you want to be live. I mean, that's where the thrill is.
Yeah. Right. Like, you know, you might say the wrong thing. Like that. There's an Elle McPherson story today.
Okay.
And.
For the record.
Yes, go ahead.
In her day.
Yeah.
She was my dream.
Still, she's beautiful.
I loved Elle McPherson. And then one day, she did a Playboy spread. And I loved her even more. Like, somehow she took clothes off and I went, oh my God, you're even better than I thought. She's, in her day, she might have been the most beautiful woman on the planet. Oh, no. Why are you making that come here and look?
I want you to look at this picture. Now, listen. She's older. She's an older lady. She's also got cancer.
Oh.
I know. So, but listen to this, though. She's had cancer for like 7 years, and she's doing a holistic...
Oh, no.
Yes.
You know, who was it? Was it Steve Jobs that said, he was the guy who said after it was too late,
I should have done this other thing.
I should have not tried to be.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to say what she should or shouldn't do. She still very much looks like herself. She's older. How old is Elle McPherson? Is she in her mid 60s?
Yeah. I'm going to guess.
She is exactly 60.
Okay.
All right. So she's 60 years old. And I'm looking at a picture of her here where she has no makeup on. Like she's.
And she's not. Okay. When I looked at that picture, I expected it to be way worse. It's not that bad.
No.
But she looks like she used to smoke. She's got those wrinkles around her on the upper lip,
yeah,
that smokers get from pulling on ciggies nonstop.
I know. Yeah, honestly, I'm going to say this about those. You just get those. like, my sister has those.
She does? Did Tina used to smoke?
No, not at all. And I don't really, I don't have them crazy. I have them, but not crazy. Like, I would have thought, as I was smoking growing up, I was like, I'm definitely getting those.
Oh.
Like, how would I ever escape that?
Right.
So I'm looking at a picture of Elle Macpherson. Elle Macpherson was known as the body. Like, she was the biggest model when the 80s, the end of the night. I mean, she's like the Heidi Klum. Was she even 10 years older than Heidi? I don't think so. 7 years ago, she gets diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, breast cancer. Okay. I was going to say, what cancer
and
does
she's
she have?
Just now sharing this diagnosis for the first time. She said, I rejected conventional treatment. I have not and will not undergo chemotherapy. And she says that she's in remission. She's got a book, and this is why she's talking about this. She's got, and by the way, you should come look at this other picture too. She is and for me to say someone is too skinny is saying something.
Oh, that
like ridiculously skinny. Yes. Like she's.
Well, because she's holding that, the way she's posing.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't helping that scenario.
It's not. She looks like a stick figure. So
I think a lot of people, especially doctors, would say this kind of book is dangerous because mm-hmm. people will try to. Who wouldn't? I don't want to do chemo. I mean, it's expensive.
I don't want a mastectomy.
And so, okay, I'll do what she's doing. I'll have what she's having.
She says in her upcoming memoir, which is called L, Life, Lessons, and Learning to Trust Yourself, that she's chosen a holistic approach. She has upset some loved ones, which is not surprising. She says she's in remission and she talks about her unconventional choices. She said she was shocked to find out it was unexpected. It was confusing. It was daunting in so many ways. And it really gave me an opportunity to dig deep in my inner sense to find a solution that worked for me. She was advised get a mastectomy and radiation plus chemotherapy and hormone therapy. And she said, nah, not doing it. She said she pursued an intuitive, heart-led, holistic approach. She said, I refused chemo and surgery. It sounded too extreme.
Well, of course it does. And I could be wrong. So if anybody out there, because I did not read any of the Steve Jobs books, but I'm pretty sure he went the holistic route and then later said, my regret is not taking care of this.
Right. I should have done the traditional way. The way that the cutting edge medicine dictates. I don't know what will happen. She says she's in remission. And if she is, then that's great. But I am with you. I think it's incredibly dangerous to say, oh, I didn't do anything. I did this other thing. I just ate different. Or whatever she's saying, you know, that's.
Well, I mean, good for her.
I guess.
Oh, 650. Steve Jobs chose a holistic approach as well, and it killed him. They don't have whether I thought he did regret it, though, and say that like my mistake was not using traditional medicine.
Did he have pancreatic cancer, though? I mean, I think he had something that was like the. Survival rate wasn't awesome for it anyway, even if he'd gone cutting edge medicine.
Yeah, medication. I don't know. Again, I'm a fan of his and yeah. I've been using his products since I started having to use computers. But I held out as long as I could. But yeah, I don't know enough of that story, but I'm sure people around here do. But I'm pretty sure he could have been saved.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Anyway, Elle, you know, she certainly made enough money on her own. And I even think she married some tycoon guy.
Yeah, you were saying that earlier. I don't, and they don't say anything about it here. One of her sons was like, yeah, don't do chemo. And the other one was like, what are you crazy? Do chemo. So anyway, if you're interested, she's got a book coming out. So there's that. And, you know, I know that you love the Drew Barrymore show. A lot of people do.
I don't know that I would call myself someone that loves the Drew Barrymore.
Oh my God, you love yours.
I know. I don't think that that's what I would say. What I said was, it's a miracle she made it through the pandemic. She was having to do shows with interviews on Zoom as she's launching a TV show.
That had to be very difficult.
And she's not someone who had come from that kind of a background. I think she's made it against the odds.
Well, I agree that the odds of having a successful talk show are like zero. Like everybody has tried this and very few people, even if you get a few years out of it, like I'm going to say she seems to be thriving. Like I really hear about it all the time. She's adding new people. She's adding staff. So it must be going well. Valerie Bertinelli has just joined the Drew Barrymore show as a lifestyle expert for season 5. And they say she joins the stable. Drew has a Drew crew. And it's like Ross Matthews is one of the people.
Ross was a big addition to the show. He's someone who brought a lot of energy.
He's her news co-anchor.
Yep.
And then she's got a celebrity hairstylist named Chris Appleton, an interior designer named Mikkel Welch, a chef by the name of Pilar Valdez, a fashion and beauty guru, Zana Roberts Rossi, a sustainable living expert, Danny Seo, and now Bertinelli, who they're just calling her a lifestyle expert.
Great.
She's done a ton of stuff on the Food Network and she's written cookbooks. So I don't know, if I was Pilar, I'd be a little bit upset, you know, the other chef on there.
Well,
but she's
Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, she's a big name. I think that she'll do well there. By the way,
I guess she's been on a lot.
Elle McPherson divorced from the billionaire in 2017, but was married to a billionaire.
Ooh, does it say what her settlement is?
It doesn't.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, she was already rich, so this isn't...
That's true. She was never going to not eat, except that she doesn't eat. It's crazy. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
By the way, speaking of television chefs, I saw this segment or this article about... Do you know who Rachel Ray is?
Oh, my God, yes.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I saw her this morning and went, ooh, boy. But to me...
Did you look at the video?
I did.
Oh, and did it look like she was slurry?
No. It looks like something's going on with her, though. She did not seem... She was telling a story about Tony Bennett. She was making mm-hmm. osobuco for whatever for him. And she's always been so vivacious and cute. And I don't know if she's just had too much stuff done to her face, because people do. They get all kinds of shots and fillers, etc. She's got like a weird lean to her mouth and she just looks weird.
Yeah, I was surprised to see. I actually couldn't, looking at the picture, I was like, that's not that lady.
Yeah.
Not the lady I know of. And I don't know her.
Yeah,
I'm not
she's
a big
just
fan.
Just looking weird. Like, I didn't think it was slurry, but I don't know if people were just like, wow, look at how weird she looks. And they're like, oh, let's go with she sounds kind of slurry. So people can check this out. Like, she definitely, I was like, oh boy, that's a, Well, it's like, look, I saw that Elle McPherson photo this morning and went, oh my God. Well, and then you find out she's been going through this whole cancer thing and, you know, she's a 60-year-old woman and you're looking at her without any makeup on. Well, there it is.
She didn't look bad.
No.
Catfishing. The everyday skills that are suspicious. Wedding planners wouldn't waste a penny on this and more after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Please.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by our full show podcast. We do this show live every morning when we don't have COVID. And then we create these little podcasts and you can listen to it whenever it works for you. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it.
That sounds like a great idea.
Doesn't that sound fun? Check it out on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank Foundation. Mm. Fremont Bank Foundation has long supported Kadango, a Bay Area organization with over 50 childcare locations. Kadango staff helps young people with early language, math, and social-emotional skills. Now Kadango youth at one of its Fremont locations can enhance their reading skills by visiting the Little Free Library and choosing a book thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation's donation. Learn about Kadango at kadango.org. Kadango.
Kadango.
Neat.
Like it.
And reading's really important, too. That's very cool.
Oh, it can be such a joy.
I read with Edie every day now. And it's like it's secretly, don't tell her or anybody else, but it's the best part of my day. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Reading and your kid and your quiet
well,
and having fun
it's
together.
Just watching her work it out, like that whole moment of, you know, sort of coaching her up, like, okay, break it down, sound it out,
right?
Let's cover a piece of the word. You just did this word, now what is it with this sound in front of it? That's the whole thing. It's really fun. I love it. Don't tell her though.
Okay, I was just writing her a text real quick.
But. Hot today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's hot.
And even hotter tomorrow. So whatever your, I don't know, most comfortable, least hot clothing is, save it for tomorrow because it's going to be worse tomorrow than today. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. I'd started this earlier. I'm just going to run through it real quick since we never finished. And then I'll get to some of these other newer stories. What everyday skill becomes suspicious if you're too good at it?
Oh, and this was the this one. This was a good one.
One man says he and his wife went to a shooting range and fired a variety of guns for the first time, and his wife's accuracy with the Glock was expert level. The trainer whispered to the guy, the husband, "You need to check her background.
We need to find out where she trained. This is BS, man.
She's way too good with firearms."
Jesus. Imagine that if you looked into it and it was, she turns out to be like some deep cover
well, it's right
CIA
out of a movie.
Operative.
It's completely right out of a movie. I mean, my goodness. Let's see here. Here's a few of the others. They just busted a former aide. Oh, what is the, it's like the governor of New York or something.
Oh.
They busted an aide of the governor of New York or some, I can't think, is it Cuomo?
Cuomo.
I think it was Cuomo.
I thought he is gone now.
No, he is okay. Gone now. But it was
some former aide.
Former aide and her husband were spies from China. They were working with Cuomo or for Cuomo.
Oh, my God.
And then raided this house and they're busted as Chinese spies. What?
Well, they really made their way up into the Cuomo world.
My goodness. Here are some of the other things, a list of everyday skills that become suspicious if you're too good at them.
All right.
Walking silently. Are you a ninja?
I am secretly.
Being able to BS your way out of situations.
Some people are really good at
that. That's true. Yeah. Really good. And I've heard stories of people.
They just come up with something on the spot and everyone's like, "What? Oh, that does sound legitimate.
Man, you are believable and full of it. You know,
all at once.
Like that's one of those things where you go. And I had a friend of mine tell me one time, "I am so good at lying." And I thought, bro, do you really want to tell people that? Like,
right.
You're my friend, but if that's your thing, if you're proud of that, that's a mistake.
it really doesn't. It's not like a in the pro column.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's not.
Knowing how to pick a lock. Oh. If you're really good at picking a lock to get into a house or a car quickly.
That's kind of cool.
It can be a neat skill.
Yeah.
Helpful. Also.
But why can you?
What did you used to do?
What are you still doing?
Knowing all the ways a drug test can provide a false positive.
Oh.
Or how to beat a drug test.
Oh.
Sarah and I did that once.
Yeah.
And although we really weren't even using drugs, but it was one of those moments where we got the job offer of a lifetime. I didn't even smoke it.
I thought we were both at a party where some people were smoking it.
I think that's what it was because I hadn't even smoked, but I definitely didn't want to lose the job. I really did not.
No. And then we use this like pee clear stuff.
Pee clean from some head shop.
Yeah.
Someone said, that's what you do. You drink this tea.
And then we had to pee so bad.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. Because then they made us wait and wait. You know, I'm sure I've told you this story, but I had a false positive when I took I was working for ABC. And I had a false positive.
Was it false?
It was because it was for like opiates. It was poppy seeds. And the first thing that the guy says, so I guess like the doctor calls you or whatever, because it wasn't anybody from the station. It was this guy who's like, you know, when is the last time you shot heroin? I'm like, what? Oh, my God.
You're telling me poppy seeds showed up as heroin? I mean, I thought...
Showed up as opiates.
Oh.
Yeah, like any of those things. But I did think that was extreme.
I thought that was a bit on Seinfeld.
No. Well, it might have been. Huh. But you know what? That might be why... Because I guess that I definitely worked at KLOS, which was the ABC station. I worked there before I knew you. Yeah, sure.
Oh, way before.
Yeah, so I wonder if
because
I was the one
freaking...
Because
you went from KLOS to...
St. Louis.
St. Louis, and then from St. Louis to Philly, and then I met you a year after you'd been in Philly.
Yeah, 6 months in. I wonder if that was why I was freaking out about the pee test for...
Well...
Was it Viacom at the time, the station?
Infinity, Viacom, CBS, that's the order of the ownership at the time. And then Entercom became Odyssey.
Yeah.
According to a recent study, California leads America in the most money lost to catfishing scams online at nearly $200 million. The state of California.
Oh, my God. They're getting so elaborate. I fear like the older I get, the dumber I am. So I'm pretty sure that's how I'm going to get rid of all my money.
When it comes to catfishing, Mississippi leads the country in catfish production.
Oh,
they say
really
the actual fish though.
When it comes to the
rotten kind of catfishing, the online con where someone tricks someone else into a relationship with a fake persona
to get all their money out of them.
California leads the nation in money lost to bogus romance scams at $184 million. Florida is a distant second at $70
million. Oh.
And with all the retirees in Florida, you'd expect that to be higher.
Hmm.
In California, around 8 in every 100,000 people have reported being scammed like this. Wow. The rate is actually higher in Alaska, but the total money lost is a lot lower. At $3.5 million versus $185 million.
So,
or $84
million. $184 million could be one rich guy. So only one person in this whole state's been scammed. It was just that he was a billionaire. So
there could be a lot of explanations for why California is number one, but you've got to think that gullibility has to be one of the big reasons. So we're the most gullible state.
I guess.
There's one easy way to avoid catfishing schemes.
Okay, how?
Request a video call and watch their mouth move with the sound of their voice to make sure that's who you've been talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Video call. If they won't do it.
Remember that Manti Te'o, though? There was always some reason why she couldn't
call. Like, at some point, you have to say, I'm done until you show your face to me.
And still sound like this.
Yeah. And that's, I understand people who are lonely want
to believe
bad.
Yeah. It's like,
that's why you're gullible, because you want something so
like
badly.
Lindsay Lohan's mom. She got catfished by a guy out here.
No, she did not.
Guy
they
Lohan's
had a
mom and Tim are on. No, they didn't. No,
coupling.
They didn't.
And I'm glad they made it down the aisle.
They didn't.
They got married. Yes, they did.
They didn't.
Jesse, would you
Jesse,
tell her?
Jesse, the catfish scammer.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Even on that show, she was on Celebrity Big Brother, Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina Lohan.
Yeah.
And she's telling everybody about this boyfriend that she's never met, that she's like in love with in California. And they're all like, you're getting catfished. We're meeting you now and we know. We can see it.
Why do you hate love?
I don't hate love.
Oh, you hate love.
I hate catfishers. She got catfished.
Weddings on the cheap are all the rage now, they say. Yeah, good luck. So someone asked a bunch of event planners and wedding experts what they'd cut out. These are expert wedding planners.
What don't
saying
mean?
You don't need that.
Okay.
Don't get that.
That's just extra
don't
money.
Don't spend money on that.
All right.
Any kind of wedding favor with the couple's name on it. Nobody needs a beer koozie from the Hassan Nuptials.
Oh, I like that stuff though.
No, you don't. Yeah,
like I think we had matchbooks made with, you know, Sarah
nobody
and John.
Needs that.
No, of course you do. You no. need matches. And then you, every time you look at your matches, like, oh, I only have 2 Sarah and John matches left. Oh, this was a fun matchbook to have.
Lots and lots of real flowers. Fake flowers, they say, are a better way to go than they used to be.
Oh, because some company just brings them in.
Use
them
real
up
ones and... for the bouquet if you want, but buying or renting fake flowers for everything else will save you a lot of money.
Oh.
Christina did the flowers herself from Costco or something like that, like bought them cheap somewhere.
Yep.
And her friends had a little flower party in the garage and put everything together.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. A bottle of fancy champagne for every table. You don't need it.
Really?
A manager of a wedding venue said, they dump so much champagne down the drain. Just let people toast you with whatever they're drinking.
Oh.
You're already paying for the open bar.
I want it to be special. I want it to be super special.
A big expensive cake. Cupcakes and donuts are much cheaper option. I've never heard of donuts, but cupcakes certainly.
Donuts, that sounds delicious.
Are as pro as they get. Like now, a cupcake?
Oh, excuse me.
They're so... What did you just do?
I burped a little bit.
You did?
Thinking about cupcakes, I guess.
I didn't even hear it. Can you do it again?
Nope.
Oh. Liquor. Just go beer and wine, they say. These are the things that wedding planners say.
No.
Don't waste your money on this.
I want my guests to drink vodka.
They say, just go beer and wine. It's cheaper and your guests will have to work a lot harder to get sloppy drunk.
Yeah, but I need stories. I need fun, crazy, messy stories from my wedding. Apparently, everyone showed up at work.
Yeah, the noise is outside
and
is fun.
They're having a fun meeting out there.
Personalized cocktail napkins, skip them.
Nah,
nobody cares or pays attention to that. And even if they bring one home, it ends up going through the wash or gets pulled out at the dry cleaners from when the suit gets turned in.
Mm.
Nobody needs your personalized cocktail napkins.
I like all that personalized stuff. I think it's nice.
You stop it. We're trying to help people save some money.
Oh, yeah, don't do it.
Elaborate centerpieces. Think of the last wedding you went to and tell me what the centerpiece looked like. You can't remember. Stop lying.
No, I can't. And not only that, but sometimes I've been at weddings where I was like, are you kidding me? There's a 3-foot-tall centerpiece? I can't see half the people at this table. It's ridiculous. What am I, hiding behind a bush?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got married just before Christmas and our wedding baubles were Christmas tree ornaments. LOL.
Oh, that's great.
We were talking about the wasted money.
That's a super cute idea, but you want people to have something from your wedding.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. I want them to.
Well, a hangover then.
Okay, great.
We made our wedding party gifts. They were Disney buttons that said our names and our anniversary date with a bride, Mickey and Minnie. That's Dre from Hayward. Odyssey.
Oh, thank you for all the information,
good job,
Dre, from Haywood listening on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. With AI, you can use likeness of anyone in video, put in your voice, or pick a voice.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And have it say anything.
Oh.
It looks very real. AI, this whole AI stuff is super scary. So yeah, you can't avoid getting had.
You can't avoid it.
It's not gullibility, Vinny. California has more money and more elderly to take advantage of.
I don't know. Florida's got some elderly. Although, I don't know what the population... I mean, is it a state population thing? There are a lot of people that live here, so...
415 says, remember when Vinny's good friend Jesse Nadler was accused of being a catfish? Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
It just happened less than a minute ago.
A catfish.
And that's not the case. He was in love. Deeply in love.
No, he wasn't. He was... You know what happened? She went on that show, and they were like, that guy's a catfish. And she realized it and then blew up his whole game. He was about to get all that sweet, sweet Dina Lohan money.
She doesn't have any sweet, sweet money. What are you even talking about?
She's not independently wealthy on Lindsay's money.
Yeah, Steve, this is the last one. Okay. We got to go. Yes, Steve Jobs died from pancreatic cancer, which is almost never curable, even with traditional treatments.
Right.
He may have been able to extend his life, but he would have died regardless.
Mm. Coming up, Oasis in the USA.
All right.
It's time to play a game.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.